Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about sponges. We're talking about those energetic, inquisitive, challenging little sponges that are children. And we're looking at, you know, how we fill these sponges with information, what some of the pitfalls in the information we give them might be, and what we might be able to do to make that different for our little sponges that we have in our world. Where young people have been kind of given not helpful information and in particular, unhelpful or not nice messages about themselves, that can contribute greatly to issues later on in life, issues with self-esteem, issues with drug and alcohol use, a whole variety of issues forming relationships and even becoming parents themselves. And that's because childhood is a particularly vulnerable time, and all of our childhood, we're actually geared to learn. We're geared to make connections and process and link up information. Because of that, the messages and the information that we get sticks, and it sticks in a really, really important way. All of childhood, we are actually trying to make sense of the world and sense of ourselves in the world. And so things like our value, our worth, these are things that are developed in this point in our lives. When I'm discussing this with people, and particularly parents, I like to have them consider that at the age 4 or 5, we send our little people off to school, for the most part. It's at that point in time that they learn the alphabet. It's only 26 characters, and they learn numbers. I mean, primarily that's the numbers 1 to 10, and then the combination of those things. And at that young age, they learn everything that they need, and that becomes the foundation for all future learning. From that perspective, it's really, really important because the information that we give little people about themselves works in the same way. The only other issue is that it's much harder to spot where there may be issues with their sense of self. So in particular, we're talking about where these little sponges are put down or given messages that they're not important, or even if these are humorous things, it's common that there's a lot more communicated than actually intended often. And sometimes the messages about value, worth, place, and importance, while they're not communicated directly, it's information that the little person, the little sponge, soaks up. And that then starts to form a pretty powerful picture and a pretty powerful foundation for them that may not serve them that well in later life. So, a couple of things to consider. You know, firstly, whenever we're saying anything, how might I feel if I were on the receiving end of that? And remember that little people don't often have the same level of resilience and ability to reason through things that adults do. And again, it's a very vulnerable and fragile time. And also, to look beyond the intention. So even though we may not intend to be hurting someone, we may potentially be doing that. So check in with them. Ask them how that is for them. And if you notice that they have a bit of a mixed message around that, apologize. Clarify the position. Tell them how you actually feel. And most importantly, don't do it again. Because when you send those mixed messages of apologizing and then doing it again, that's also all the more devastating. And a good rule of thumb that I have heard mentioned is that for every negative thing that a child encounters or said about them, we need to actually counterweigh that with at least, 10 positive things. Otherwise, the negative messages are just too strong. So, careful with your sponge this week with Mind Games.